Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now joining us is former NFL All-Pro defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. Gerald is the co-host of McCoy and Van Noy on Yahoo Sports, which is recording from the Toyota Land Cruiser set on Radio Row this week. Gerald McCoy, appreciate you doing this. How you been?
I am incredible. It's the beginning of a super week, I guess is what they calling it. And I got up and ran this morning. And usually when I'm running, I'm here on the turf. I play for Tampa and I play – you know, played against the Saints multiple times. So I'm used to running, you know, on the turf. But today I ran outside, and I got to take in New Orleans and all its lore. And I tell you this, New Orleans is a different place, but I enjoy it.
It's really something. The food, the booze, all that
it,
stuff, the late night partying. I remember when I was in college, I came down here for Mardi Gras. I would give you stories, but A, I think I'd get fired, and B, I don't think I remember anyone.
Right.
If you know what I'm saying. This matchup, you tired of Kansas City, or do you just have just great respect for them?
No, see, here's the thing. I'm one of those advocates that we can't have greatness fatigue. It's just like if you think about the MVP race this year, Josh Allen's story's better, but he didn't play better than Lamar. So because last year people say Lamar won MVP because his team was great and he was the best player on that team and this and this, his numbers didn't reflect MVP, but he got it. So why not for Josh Allen? Well, because – we can't say, oh, because he won it last year, he can't win it again.
Yeah, that shouldn't be the reason why you should have voted for
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I feel the same about winning. When Klay Thompson, when the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers kept going to the finals, and everybody was, oh, I'm tired of seeing the same two teams, Klay Thompson had two words for everybody: beat us.
Yeah.
If you don't want to see the same two teams, beat us. Nobody's beating us. I feel that way about Kansas City. We can't, it's so hard to sustain greatness when you see a team or a person or anything doing it, you respect it and you enjoy it while it's here, because it's extremely difficult to be this good year after year after year. That's a lot of treatment. That's a lot of running. That's a lot of sacrificing foods. That's a lot of sacrificing time with families. That's a lot of focus it takes at the end of games when you're the hunted. It's easy to hunt. It's tough being the hunted because everybody's coming after you. When you hunt, you can pick and choose how much you hunt. Am I hunting this one person? Am I hunting multiple? What am I hunting? When you're the hunted, you don't get to pick. And that's what Kansas City is. And they are just so great. So I'm one of the people who, as long as they great, I'm going to respect it, because it's very difficult to sustain greatness.
And it would be one thing, right, if they got here and they were boring. I can understand some of the fatigue. And I know this is a Super Bowl that we saw 2 years ago. But I could argue the Eagles, top to bottom, are a better team than Kansas City.
You don't have
City.
To argue it, they are.
And you look at it, it's one of those matchups where how can't you be intrigued about all the names of Philly going up against Mahomes, Kelce, and Andy
Philly
Reid.
Is the better team. And the better team does not necessarily mean the team that wins.
Yeah.
When you look at Philly, you can't coach speed, and they have speed at every level on all sides of the ball. Defensively is where they struggled last year. Well, come in and number one defense. They got all pros at every level. This is what they have become. But there is no substitution for experience, and that's what Kansas City has. If I put three different teams up with no title, no name, or nothing, it just showed you the numbers. The average numbers, you're not going to tag Kansas City to that. But if I put up a record, and you see the record, you're going to say, oh, that has to be Kansas City. Or at least those two, the good records, has one of them is Kansas City, because the names and the resumes don't reflect how good the team is, but it does reflect the record.
And it's funny to me, everyone goes to Gerald McCoy is here with us. Oh, the Chiefs are vulnerable, and still no one could beat them. And also, we talk about clutch moments. I know we all slobber over Mahomes and Kelce. But in every one of these games, Chris Jones, he makes a big play when it matters the most.
Yeah, Chris Jones, as great as he's been and on his way to the Hall of Fame, as phenomenal as he's been, we've seen him have great games with big numbers and the 15 straight games or whatever with sacks and all. We've seen a lot of great. I can argue, based off the film, that this past AFC Championship was the best game I've seen him play.
Wow.
And it wasn't. What he does in a game, what he does for his team, is not all about numbers. It's about impact. How do you impact the game? What he did to Buffalo's O-line was demoralizing, and it's because I'm looking for it. Your untrained eye is not looking for it. He's literally taking grown men and putting them 2 and 3, 4 yards in the backfield every play, regardless of the result of the play. And as a former player, knowing what that does to an offense, not just the offensive line, but the offense period, what it does is it speeds up the operation. It changes how a play caller may call the game, because now you know at any given point, this guy is going to be in the way. How we run the ball changes because this guy is in the way. How we pass or how fast we get rid of the ball changes because this guy is in the way. What makes Chris Jones so great is he's a Swiss Army knife. He doesn't just do it from interior at the three technique. He might be at nose guard. He might be on the right. He might be on the left. He's made most of his dominating or impactful plays at defensive end, and that's not even a position he plays.
And I'll tell you, the defensive lines, to me, in both these matchups, I know we all – this is what we do, right? Who's on the offense?
Yeah,
right,
you got
Mahomes, you got Hurts, you got Kelce, you got Saquon. I look at Jalen Carter, Chris Jones, George Karlaftis, and I'm like, all right, that's what I'm most intrigued to see, which one of those guys are going to not only impact the game but take over the game and get a turnover.
For sure, man. You got great tandems. You know, you got Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter.
Yeah, Nolan's
then you
good.
Got George Karlaftis and Chris Jones. And then you got other guys, obviously, that help. But those two tandems are going to play a key role, especially with Patrick Mahomes has been hit and sacked more than he's been since he's been a starter in the NFL. And you're going up against a defensive line that is back at that Philly level of playing defensive line. Jalen Carter doesn't even know how to play football yet. And I say that not in a disrespectful way. I say that in he's so young. He's doing everything he's doing off instinct and talent. When he's able to break the game down and slow it down and really learn football, oh, my gosh. He's definitely going to be joining with all those guys that's getting fitted for them gold jackets if – he can sustain this.
What does your first gut tell you on where Myles Garrett is going to be playing football next year after this trade request?
It's going to have to be a team that has multiple picks that they're willing to give up. But this is what I'll say. If you're a player away, regardless of what the position is,
give
if you're
picks.
A player away, you go get them. You know why? Because a first-round pick the statistics say it's a 50-50 decision.
Yeah.
Hit or miss. Myles Garrett is not a hit or miss. He's a hit. And one or two or three of those people equals half of what he is and what he's been. He's a defensive player of the year. He's a finalist again, but he's loyal. He's, and a lot of people are like, well, he put out a statement. You know, you keep that stuff under wraps. If Myles Garrett did that, it was for a good reason. I'll tell you why. When I parted ways with Tampa, I was taking a visit to the Cleveland Browns. And they asked him, hey, man, you got Gerald coming in. It'll be great to play with him. And he was like, yeah, we good with what we got. And he had Larry Ogunjobi, who's one of my guys at the time. Larry hadn't made a Pro Bowl or been an All-Pro, and you had an opportunity to get me. And he said, we good with what we got. You know why? Me, I could have taken that one or two ways. I could have said, oh, that's disrespectful. Or that guy is extremely loyal to who he's around. And if you got a guy who's this dominant on the field, he's always supported this franchise, never tried to speak out against his franchise, never made it about me, Myles Garrett. I've seen him talk about Myles Garrett one time, and it was this year, and it was targeted towards TJ Watt, where he said, I'm the guy. But he was saying it in representation of the team. So when you got a guy like that who's loyal to his team, you know he's going to be a dynamite on the field, you do everything in your power to go get him.
Tell me you got cooking with your new podcast out with Kyle Van Noy, who I love, and also with the fine folks at Toyota.
Yeah, man. Me and Kyle started this podcast. Yahoo Sports gave us a great opportunity. And what it is, man, there's a lot of people with podcasts, a lot of people talking football and all this, but they're analyzing. What me and Kyle are doing that makes us different is we're giving you insight at two different levels. One, well, Kyle's a Pro Bowler now, but you had a guy who's played at an All-Pro level, who's sustained greatness over a period of time and has been on multiple teams, been in multiple locker rooms. You have another guy who's won multiple Super Bowls.
And made some big plays, too.
And he has a great story. He has a redemption story that people want to hear. He was drafted to the Detroit Lions, and he didn't have an opportunity to be in a position he wanted to be in. Goes and wins Super Bowl with the Patriots. Then he bounces around a journeyman. He's sitting at home. He comes back with the Baltimore Ravens and has the best 2 years of his career.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's something you want to hear about. You want to hear insight of what you see on TV from two guys that can tell you why it happened based off what's going on in the building.
He's Gerald McCoy. Once again, make sure you check out the podcast. Gerald McCoy is the co-host of McCoy and Van Noy, Van Noy on Yahoo Sports, which is recording from Toyota Land Cruiser set on Radio Row this week. Gerald McCoy,
yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks for having me.
All righty, we'll take a break here live in New Orleans. Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thomas Dimitroff is going to join us next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.